Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment.
On this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
your power, O Lord, and come, and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Advent is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
The epistles from Philippians, chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to to Abraham and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, but
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. And so it came to pass that righteousness was rained down from heaven into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He, the righteous one, was conceived without the aid of man, but by the Holy Spirit, as we confess each week. Righteousness is showered down upon us from heaven above in the holy incarnation of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the eternal Word of the Father, the everlasting Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. The earthly womb of a virgin bears the fruit of salvation and righteousness, and he comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. Thus, the psalm that served as the introit this morning is fulfilled, as are all of the psalms and all of the prophets. The promised prophet of Deuteronomy 18, the righteous one, has come. And it is for this reason, beloved, that the baby in Saint Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy when hearing the greeting of his Lord's mother. Already in utero, Saint John the Baptist is preparing the way of the Lord, preaching to his own mother that Saint Mary is the mother of her Lord and Savior, the Christ. Having heard this preaching and filled with the Holy Spirit herself, Saint Elizabeth makes the good confession, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The very fruit that will bear for all of us righteousness and salvation. She recognizes at that instant that standing before her is not simply her young cousin, but the mother of her Lord, and considers it a high honor and favor to be visited by her Lord and his mother. She calls Saint Mary blessed for believing what was spoken to her by the Lord, that it would be fulfilled. That when the angel Gabriel came and said, "You will bear a child, a son, who will be the Son of the Most High," Saint Mary said, "Let it be done for me as you will." In other words, St. Elizabeth's faithful response to the visitation of her Lord and his mother is actually a picture of the Magnificat that St. Mary sings in response. For St. Elizabeth's soul magnifies the Lord, and her spirit rejoices in God, her Savior, who has granted his humble servant an audience with her very Lord and his mother. She is the first to call Saint Mary blessed, which all generations from then on will do and have done. The mighty Lord has done great things to her, giving her to conceive his forerunner in her old age, who will prepare the way for the Holy One promised of old, the one who comes to show mercy to those who fear him, the one who comes to scatter the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, the one who brings down the mighty from their thrones and exalts those of humble estate, the one who fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich empty away, the one who remembers his promise to come in mercy and is the fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations and that his offspring would be blessed forever. The Magnificat, one of the most ancient songs in the church's liturgy, is not only St. Mary's song, but it is St. Elizabeth's song. And it is also the song of all the faithful from generation to generation right up to the present day. It is the song of all those who recognize our Lord's gracious visitation in our flesh for our salvation. It is the song of sinners who need a Savior and cry out for mercy. It is the song for those who recognize that the mercy they need is theirs in the one born of Saint Mary. It is the song of those who hunger and are filled with the good things that our Lord gives, his gracious gifts, his word and sacraments. It is the song of those who need help, who are sick and humbled by their sins, and seek the righteousness that is showered down from above. So it is that the question asked of you on this last Sunday in Advent, just days before we celebrate the holy incarnation of our Lord, his birth, is this: is the Magnificat your song? Are you among those who fear the Lord from generation to generation? Are you of humble estate, or proud of who you are and eager to live as you please? Do you hunger for the good things with which your Lord desires to fill you? Do you need help, or are you just fine how you are? Do you need the righteousness rained down upon you from heaven above, or are you happy that you are not like those other people? And perhaps the hardest question of all to grapple with: do you bear fruit in keeping with the salvation and righteousness you've received? Hard questions. Repent. That is the call from the Lord. It's always his call. The one who makes the womb of Saint Mary blessed comes for sinners, not the self-righteous. He comes for the humble, not the proud. He comes for the weak, not the strong, the poor, not the rich, the hungry, not the well-fed. He comes for those who fear him, not those who think their ticket to heaven has already been punched and they can live however they please. He comes for those who need mercy, for beggars who need the crumbs that he delivers from his own table, not for those who think they're fine and they're not. This is the way of the Lord, dear friends in Christ. It's why St. John the Baptist precedes him, prepares his way, preaching repentance. For there is no forgiveness of sins without contrition and repentance. There is no forgiveness, absolution, without confession. There is no life without being first killed by the law. There is no salvation for those who don't need saving. Repent and believe. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord, St. Elizabeth says about St. Mary. But that same blessing is for all who likewise believe what was spoken to them from the Lord, clinging to his promise and rejoicing in God their Savior. That blessing is for those who believe and listen to the Lord, what he has said about them, that they are sinners, that what they do deserve for their sins is hell. But the one who is showered down from heaven, righteousness and salvation himself, comes to bear all of their shame and guilt, all of their sins, taking them all away on the cross. That is why those sinners, those who are hungry and thirst for his righteousness, are blessed. No one has ever suffered anything close to the humility and injustice suffered by our Lord Jesus Christ, but this is his way. This is how he remembers his mercy, how he does great things for us, how he shows his mighty strength and defeats the strong man, crushing the devil's head with his perfect life and sacrificial death. So on this last Sunday in Advent, blessed are you who believe that Jesus has fulfilled all that was spoken of him. Blessed are you who believe that there continues to be a fulfillment of what he has spoken to you. For the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ has come to an end. He has been exalted. He died, but is not dead. He rose from the tomb on the third day, descended into hell to proclaim his victory, and ascended into heaven on the 40th day of his resurrection to be our mediator. And not only that, but to be our prophet, priest, and king. He is not gone, and he is not on a permanent vacation or an absentee landlord or something like that. But the Lord is near, very near, to all who call upon him. Even now, in his church, he comes to shower righteousness down upon you from heaven, to have mercy upon you who fear him, to exalt you of humble estate, and to fill you who hunger for salvation with the blessed, divine, gracious gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that he delivers through his word and sacraments. Here, dear friends, at the holy altar, does your soul magnify the Lord and your spirit rejoices in God, your Savior. Here at the holy altar, does your Lord Jesus Christ look upon your humble estate and does great things for you. Holy is his name, for he tends to you like a good shepherd tends to his flock, that he might bring you to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That, dear friends, is the goal, the fulfillment of the grace, mercy, and love you receive here and now, that you would be exalted in his righteousness to dwell in the glory of his kingdom, which has no end. As St. Paul says, as we said last week, and we should say every week, therefore, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. For the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, for the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth, to all who plead for him for mercy. Blessed are you who believe. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is yours and will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
whole of Christ Church, that we would enjoy bringing to him all our concerns in prayer and thanksgiving, and so know the peace that passes understanding. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation, that as we anticipate with joy celebrating our Savior's birth, we might all have the faith of Blessed Saint Mary to believe everything that the Lord has spoken to us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the world, that in every place the people who delight in war would be scattered and peace be established, and that the hungry may be fed with good things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ill and those who are suffering, especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Versky, Mary Jacqueline, Marlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Doobie, Lloyd Doobie, James Whiting, Maxine Cole, David Jerry Gillard, Sherry Shaw, Pastor Dan Chambers, Sally Messer, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, John Lemmerman, Brandy Bradley, Jane Tennant, Kimberly Tolk, Katie Jacquelet, John Myers, Cheryl Myers, and Brenda Lalonde, that the love of Christ may surround and sustain them and bring them whatever healing is in accord with his own perfect will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who eat today of the righteousness showered down from heaven above, that in the Savior's very body and blood, they may be granted a blessed foretaste of the feast to come, and that they would receive strengthening of their faith and growth of their love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord Jesus Christ. On the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of Christ given for you.
Christ, shed for you.
this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Upon you and give you peace.
Amen.